CITR 101.9 FM, you're listening to Saint-Tropez. And my theme song is starting again because it's such an awesome theme song. I downloaded it onto iTunes and I'm a computer retard, so it's trying to play it through the computer. But, you know, hey, I've had my own radio show for 10 years and I've sort of figured out the mixing board here. Anyway, I apologize for not being here 2 weeks ago. I was very ill, but I'm back and going to have a little bit of a special show today. Going to be a little bit more on the electro synth kind of side of things. Got this compilation called Minimal Wave Tapes, and it's sort of like really old synth and new wave demos that were sort of, I don't know, they were sort of obscure things that were found and compiled, and it's pretty amazing stuff. I might play a couple of tracks off of it, but I'm definitely going to start off by playing a track off of it called Way Out of Living by a band called Linear Movement. And yeah, it's called Minimal Wave Tapes Volume 1. So I'm excited that it's called Volume 1, which means there might be a Volume 2 and a Volume 3 and so on. Because right now I can't get enough of this stuff. But anyway, this is Linear Movement with a track called Way Out of Living.
I just say I have gone away.
CITR 101.9 FM, you're listening to Saint-Tropez. I'm your host, Christine, and that was Transex and Living on Video. And if you're kind of old like me, you'll remember that song when it first came out. And Transex are from Montreal, I believe. So, yay, got my CanCon in and enjoyed it immensely. CanCon is Canadian content for anybody who's wondering. I'm supposed to play some Canadian stuff on my show every time, so I'm really trying hard to like always play something Canadian. It's a bit of a challenge, but it's fun. Anyway, And actually, I might play some Cosmetics. It's a friend of mine. They're a local band, and they're pretty awesome, too. And I think they're going to fit in with my little electronic theme today. So I'm going to have to play some of that as well. But anyway, before TransX, we heard Martin DuPont from the Minimal Wave Tapes Volume 1 compilation with a track called Just Because. And honestly, if you like that kind of music, buy that CD. It's so great. It was compiled by a woman in New York who collects all this stuff, and she's been collecting it for many years. And and she compiled it from her own collection of obscure sort of demos of early new wave and synth pop and club disco kind of stuff like that. So pretty amazing. Before that, we heard Silicon Teens from the album Music for Parties with a track called TV Playtime. And the Silicon Teens were a project that were devised by Daniel Miller, who started Mute Records. Also, he was the one who discovered Depeche Mode and signed Depeche Mode to Mute Records. And, well, I mean, if you're into music at all and you know about Mute Records, then it's pretty impressive that he started Mute Records. There's a lot of great bands on Mute Records. And he put together this fake band called the Silicon Teens, but really it was just him. And he even has names. He's got Daryl on vocals, Jackie on synthesizer, Paul on electronic percussion, and Diane on synthesizer. And I like how it's girls and guys, too. And but really, it's just Daniel Miller playing with his little keyboards and stuff. So if you want to hear more him talk about more about the scene back in the day, he was amazing. There's a video, a YouTube, a documentary, a BBC documentary that you can watch on YouTube. And I'm really embarrassed, but I forgot what it's called. I think it's like the history of synth or something like that. But if you go to YouTube, just kind of type in BBC history of synth or something like that, and you should bring it up. Or I'll look it up in the meantime and get the name for you. But yeah, it's great. So anyway, yeah, Silicon Teens, great stuff. Out of print now, unfortunately, but yeah, maybe it's downloadable. Music for Parties is the name of the album by the Silicon Teens. And Linear Movement started things off, also from the Minimal Wave Tapes Volume 1 compilation, with a track called, actually I wrote down Linear Movement, but it's Way Out of Living. And keeping in tradition with my synth pop show, going to play you some old Sparks from... Well, it's actually from a best of, but this song is originally from an album called Outer Space from 1983. And this is a great song. It's called All You Ever Think About Is Sex. And from 1983 by Sparks. Sparks, another fabulous band, completely underrated. And here's Sparks with All You Ever Think About Is Sex.
All you ever think about is sex. All you ever think about is sex.
All you ever think about is sex. All you ever think about exclusive. conversation will suffice. I feel the need that's known to all. Better use it up before the levels fall. You can take it back to the primal drive. You can carry on until we arrive. Hypnotized inside. Or Achilles' heel. Little feet march down Grey Mountain Hill. Then panic occurs. No seeds to spill. What's the matter now? Please look up and steam. Your spirit's wilting and your flesh is weak. 8 days a week.
CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to CITR Saint-Tropez. And fell asleep there for a second. No, not really. that was the Human League from their album Travelogue, which is a very old album. If you're into that sort of early new wave synth, it's from... I really should know these things before I open my big mouth. I think this one came out in, gosh, 79 or something like that. Or 1980. Very old. It's before the girls joined the band. The track was called The Touchables. Did I say that? Before that, we heard Zeno and Oaklander, a new band from New York, who I love. I'm pretty obsessed with. Me and my friend, we're both obsessed with them. And they have an album called Sentinel, and that was a track called Saracen by Zeno and Oaklander. And it's a guy and a girl, and they only use all kind of old analog synth equipment. And I believe the woman in the band is originally from like Belgium or something like that, and maybe the guy is American, but they are based out of Brooklyn, New York. And and I think they're loosely connected to the people who did the Minimal Wave Tapes Volume 1 compilation that I played earlier on my show. So yeah, it's all kind of a connected scene, New York scene, the Minimal Wave scene. And before that, we heard Cosmetics from Vancouver. Some friends of mine who are pretty awesome. I saw them on Friday night at the Media Club, and it was a great show. And if you get a chance, you should go out and see them, because I don't promote bands very often, as you know. But I really like their sound. And that was a track called Soft Skin. And I think they have like a 7-inch out. You could probably maybe get it at Scratch or something like that. But I'll give you their web space or their MySpace page. It's www.myspace.com/cosmetics three times. So cosmetics three times. If you're interested, you know, checking out their MySpace page. Because I've got some other tracks on there. And what else did we play? Sparks. I started things off from 1983 with All You Ever Think About Is Sex. And I'm having a lot of fun on my show today because I'm actually playing music that makes me feel good. And I'm not saying that when I do my show, I don't play music that makes me feel good. But right now, this is the kind of music that really moves me. And I finally got it together to play some. It's kind of hard because it's really old music, and I would just love to do an entire show of old 80s synth. And thank God there are compilations out there, like reissues and stuff like that, that can qualify as kind of, well, newer music. Because we have to sort of, at the radio station here, we have to play new music too, you know, which is good. You know, we want to promote new stuff too. Yeah, so Queer FM is coming up in 10 minutes at 6 p.m. with Heather, so stay tuned for that. Meanwhile, going to play, what am I going to play? Well, I'm going to, got to play a, we got to pay our bills a little bit here. Play a public service announcement. And this is, it says Gomez. And so I'm wondering if this is an advertisement about the English band Gomez coming to town. But I'm not really sure. So it could be a mystery. But yeah. And we're going to pay our bills and then we're going to go into some more music. I think I'm going to play some Bill Nelson and some Ultravox, very old Ultravox. So, yeah, but first, paying the bills.
The Vancouver 2010 Cultural Olympiad, presented by Bell, proudly presents one of UK's best bands, Gomez, Friday, March 12th at the Orpheum. Gomez brings its infectious blend of bluesy wails and pop rock harmonies to Vancouver, with special guests Luke Doucette and the White Falcon.
Please come here, come right on over.
Gomez, March 12th, all ages. Tickets at 1-800-TICKETS and tickets.com. For more information, visit vancouver2010.com/cultural olympiad.
Yeah.
CITR 101.9 FM. That was Bill Nelson from his album Quit Dreaming and Get on the Beam from 1981 with a track called Banal. And very Bowie-esque. I dig it. I love Bill Nelson anyway. I don't think a lot of people know who he is, but he was in a band called... oh my God. I'm blanking out. Never mind. We'll talk about it later. Anyway, I'm almost out of here. Like I said, Heather's going to be here at 6 with Queer FM. I'm going to end the show with some very old Ultravox when John Fox was still the singer. I don't know if this was their first album, but I think this is from 1977. Pretty damn old. Like, we're talking, I mean, 77 punk was still happening. So this is really neat stuff. But anyway, from 1977, this is very old Ultravox with John Fox on vocals. This is an album called Ha Ha Ha, and this is a track called Hiroshima Mon Amour by Ultravox. And I will see you in 2 weeks. Thank you so much for tuning in, and this will be podcast, I promise. Had fun. I had lots of fun doing the show. Hopefully everybody had fun listening. Thanks.